Another Wall Street firm has pledged to reform the way its stock analysts are paid. Solomon Smith Barney, the brokerage arm of Citigroup, says it will join Merrill Lynch in making changes designed to make research analysts more independent. Earlier this week, Merrill Lynch struck a deal with New York State's Attorney General in order to settle charges that it misled investors with overly rosy research reports. NPR's Beth Fertig reports that other Wall Street firms are studying the deal to see what it means for them.
When New York State Attorney General Eliot Spitzer announced his settlement with Merrill Lynch, he issued a warning to other firms still under investigation.
I would suggest that you review your emails, review your documents, and once you've conducted that review, I would suggest that you come in and have a forthright conversation with us so that we can march forward and clean up the industry.
The case against Merrill was unique. Spitzer had a smoking gun in the form of embarrassing emails by Merrill Lynch analysts who made disparaging comments about some of the very same stocks they were telling the public to buy. The attorney general seized on these as evidence that analysts were promoting stocks they personally doubted to attract lucrative investment banking business. Merrill has agreed to pay a $100 million fine and change the way its research analysts are paid. Their compensation will no longer be linked to investment banking, but to overall revenues. That formula is already becoming a model. Yesterday, Solomon Smith Barney announced a similar change, and Goldman Sachs is also looking at its compensation structure. Henry Hugh, a professor of corporate and securities law at the University of Texas Law School, says the other Wall Street firms have good reason to worry. They still face continued investigations by the states and the Securities and Exchange Commission, along with potential lawsuits by investors.
One kind of direct reason why these brokerages are concerned or following this matter extremely closely is because of the possibility of large damages in terms of these arbitrations or class actions. The second reason is, in a sense, their reputation. The reputations are extremely important to these brokerages, both in terms of retaining current clients as well as obtaining new clients.
Money managers who don't work at the big investment banks and don't have the same conflicts are skeptical about whether these reforms will change the way Wall Street works. Bruce Simon, chairman and chief executive of Glenmead Trust in Philadelphia, says analysts who work alongside bankers doing deals are inherently conflicted because at big firms, investment banking pays for research.
They will not be explicit about that, but that's where the bread is buttered for research analysts. Their value to the company is directly related to how much investment banking business they can attract as a result of their being part of the research staff.
In fact, the Merrill Lynch settlement doesn't stop analysts from joining bankers when they solicit business. John Coffey, a securities law professor at Columbia University, says separating the two sides of the business may sound like a good idea in theory, but a complete separation would be risky.
The danger in taking the approach of complete separation, forcing a total partition and spinning off securities research, is that would give you an answer that produced totally independent analysts, but very few of them. And that could have some social costs if it meant that less firms were followed and some firms were not followed at all.
Even New York's attorney general says he never intended to completely sever investment banking from research. He says the reforms at Merrill and now at Solomon Smith Barney help get the incentives right for the majority of analysts who want to be known for the quality of their work. With 30 states investigating the top Wall Street firms, some have questioned if the industry will end up with a patchwork of conflicting reforms. But New York's attorney general believes the agreement with Merrill Lynch can serve as a model for the rest of the states to follow. Beth Fertig, NPR News, Washington.